Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking by the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm podcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan and to save you money, personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Greasy Foods Day today. Yeah, that's a lot better than we have yesterday. Healthy Foods Day. So I'm going with the greasy food. That's a little bit more to my style, having beaten anorexia. I will enjoy the greasy foods today. And remember that Friday, we've got it coming up, National Chocolate Day, and National Mule Day is tomorrow. And I don't know when they talk about National Mule Day. Are they talking about the animal or the drink? I think I'll just go with the beverage and see what we can get from that. I just a little personal opinion right there, just a thought. Taking a look at the markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 45 points as we speak. Oil down 62 cents a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury, yes, that is a fallen a little bit. 1.75 the yield on the 10-year Treasury, 1.75. Not good news for our seniors. Yeah, that hurts a little bit. Home prices, 20 major U.S. metros rose 0.4% in August from the month prior on a seasonally adjusted basis. I've been talking to you about that, the latest CoreLogic numbers. This is a CoreLogic number as well. They've been talking about real estate prices going up about 5% again over the next 12 months. So for the same period a year ago, prices saw 5.1% increase, beating the expectations of a 5% increase. What are real estate prices doing in your neighborhood? I'm going to suggest, as I do on a regular basis, most people really just don't know. They don't have an idea of what their real estate is doing. They kind of guess, but they don't look at it. They realize what the investment means to their family. They think of the idea. You know, I like the idea that my property, my investment is growing, but how fast is it growing? What is it doing in relation to other investments? And what if you got rid of some of your other investments and bought more real estate? Think about that concept, because the only investment that I know of, or one of the very few investments, safest investments I know of, you can really, really leverage your investment, is real estate. Think about that. If you put 10% down on a piece of real estate and it appreciated at this 5% expected number, I don't want to do a 5.1 because then the math's too hard and I'm a simple guy. But think about that. If you put 10% down on a piece of property, it appreciates at 5%. Your return on cash is 50%. Put that money in the stock market, you're not going to get anywhere close to those numbers, because I just shared with you that the market today is at 18,000. If you look at what the market was a year ago, yeah, probably, I guess it was, well, a month ago, it was about 18,000. 3 months ago, it was 18,500. And a year ago, we're going to look at that one, it was just under 18,000. Now we're talking real estate, by up 50% on your investment, not on the property price, but on your investment. That means if you put $50,000 into a $500,000 home, you might be able to see a $25,000 appreciation. That's 50% of your initial cash investment. Those are the way those numbers work. You're not going to get that in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You're certainly not going to have the volatility on a normal base in real estate. Just a thought for you. Taking a look at some of the news stories. You got to love some of these news stories that are going around. Got to start with a feel-good story. I love this story. I saw this come out yesterday. Happened in Canada. Now, I have been known, not nearly as much as many people think, but I have been known to indulge in adult beverage from time to time. Well, a Canadian woman left her car in a restaurant parking lot overnight. Might have enjoyed maybe just a few too many alcoholic beverages. Came back the next day and found a note on her car. Remember, the car was left in the parking lot overnight. Restaurateur left a note for the lady saying, and I'll quote, "We wanted to thank you for not drinking and driving, and closed the voucher for £1 of our delicious chicken wings. Please accept this as a thank you for being responsible. Life is valuable. Have a great weekend, unquote. Gotta love a business that goes to that extent, saying thank you to their people. Not just a little advertising, a little public relations. Don't think that this lady's telling everybody in the world about this restaurant. I'm going to tell you right now, Original Joe's Restaurant and Bar. That's a good, it's in Alberta, so we're probably not going to go there too frequently. But other businesses may want to take note. It's just a great feel-good story, people doing responsible things, and the public noticing in this day and age. Isn't it nice to see things like that happening? On the flip side, we've got another one of these loon people. Unbelievable. You just can't believe this society we've gotten to. Furious mom sparked a debate over a pink Fisher-Price toy. Really?
This is ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. Now, she's upset because she bought a Fisher-Price toy for her daughter. And the package has a mother-looking figure in the package. It says, time for yoga and a smoothie. The mother's outrage. Now, she felt that it wasn't gender neutral enough. Can you believe garbage like that? What are we coming to? I mean, what are you supposed to do? You can't have a doll. You can't have a truck. You can't have toys. What are the kids supposed to play with? They're certainly not going to be a book because they don't read anymore. They use these games on TV. And Fisher Price, they're saying they're going to try and be a little bit more cognizant of the issue. Unbelievable. Talk about stupidity and
nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, just shut up, some of these people, eventually. Speaking of people and eventually, you got to love this one coming out again.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it.
Well, we're finding out what's in it, all right. 25% is the average increase in Obamacare premiums for 2017. 25%. Painful. That is, and that's not even coming out from anybody but Team Obama. I saw an article came out this morning. Team Obama confirms rate hikes, big rate hikes, and reduced choices. Now, some parts of the country, people have one choice. So if they reduce that, then what do they have? And we know that the president is, and he's here. Maybe he's even listening. He's probably not listening to us. That would be for sure. But think about that concept. 25% across 39 states serve the federally run an online market. Moreover, about 1 in 5 consumers will have plans from a single insurer to pick from after major national carriers such as United Health Group, Humana, and Aetna scale back their roles. They just can't afford the Unaffordable Care Act. And did you see the day before yesterday, the lunatic Ezekiel Manuel, yeah, that's Rahm's brother, the architect of this catastrophe, talking about we just don't know enough about it. We don't remember the Great Recession. We don't remember what our premiums were doing at the time. Yes, I do. I had an option at the time. I could do what I wanted. I didn't have to deal with the stupidity of our government thinking that they could control something this big. They can't control anything. Are you happy with the public education system? Are you happy with the healthcare system? Is the Veterans Administration doing so well? And now we want them to take over everything else as well. People, yes, I get it. There's a lot of people that do have healthcare that didn't before. I shouldn't say that. There are people that have insurance that didn't have before because they can't afford the healthcare because the deductibles are too high. Start over, get something else, and especially if we have a choice. Let's see if the president. I thought the president might be checking in. And is Mrs. Pelosi with us again?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, well, we found out all right, and we don't like it. Make sure that your voice is heard. Unless you're one of those people in the country that really do like this mess, I saw another article. They call it Barack Obama's House of Cards, is what they're referring to this as. Even President Clinton is former President Clinton. Is now talking about what a catastrophe this is and how foolish it is. You cannot possibly believe it could work. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and financial markets. When we come back, buying real estate now 37.7% cheaper than renting in the U.S. We'll talk about it. credit guide for college graduates, how retirees can plan for the unexpected, and what do you do when you hired a great real estate professional but your house still isn't selling? What are some of the tools for that? You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. Just need to give us a call. Again, just text it, PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Buying is now 37.7% cheaper than renting in the U.S. The results of the latest rent versus buy report, Trulia, show that homeownership remains cheaper than renting with the traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the 100 largest metro areas of the United States. Updated numbers actually show that the range is an average of 17.4% less expensive in Honolulu, all the way up to 53.2%. Less expensive in Miami and West Palm Beach, Florida, 37.7% is the nationwide number. Other interesting finds in the report. Interest rates have remained low, and even though home prices have appreciated around the country, they haven't greatly outpaced rental appreciation. Home prices would have to appreciate by over 23% in Honolulu, up to 45% in Ventura, California, to reach the tip point of renting being less expensive than buying. Nationally, rates would have to reach 9.1%, a 145% increase over today, 3.7% for renting to be cheaper than buying. Rates have not been that high since January 1995, according to Freddie Mac. Bottom line, buying a home makes sense socially and financially. If you're one of the many renters out there who'd like to evaluate your ability to buy this year, let's get together. Let's plan to find your dream home. You start with a lender. You get pre-approved. You get pre-underwritten so that it makes the process quicker. And then we put you in touch with a great real estate professional so that you're able to then go out and be real specific, target the properties that you are looking for. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAR, P-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to get you the equity position of your home. You can't do without talking to somebody. The online services will not give you equity positions. Speaking of a great real estate professional to talk to, Melinda John's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
So are you finding many first-time buyers? Are they finally coming out of the woodworks and realizing that they can buy a house instead of rent?
Yeah, they are realizing it's much more affordable these days. It does take them long to take a quick look and see that the math's not adding in their favor.
And you do some property management as well, right?
We sure do.
So what are you seeing in most areas with your clients and the market in general, Southern California, as far as an idea of what the increases are in rentals?
Well, we've had significant increases over the last couple of years. And it's, you know, often, particularly with first-time buyers, it's costing them, you know, is the amount that they have to put down for their security deposit and their first month's rent doesn't differ greatly than some of the loan programs that are out there, and their payment ends up most of the time being less. So it's not for the renter.
And the idea there, from what I hear, is if most of the properties, and we just heard this again, I think a one-bedroom apartment now in Orange County is just under $1,800 a month from the apartment association.
If you can find one.
There you go. And they're about 92% occupancy. And my assumption, my belief that at 92% occupancy, that's probably full occupancy when you think of properties that have to have some sort of renovation done before they can be released.
Correct.
So the concept, obviously, when you're at no supply, lots of demand, that's a great process for prices going up.
Right. Landlords love it.
Yeah. And so then the idea, you switch back and think about buying. If you've got a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, your property, your rent, your housing expense is not going to go up.
Right. You can lock it in for 30 years.
That's the whole idea right there. And so let's look at a couple of different areas. What's finding that people, the misconceptions, I mean, I hear misconceptions of being down payment, FICO score, they don't understand either one.
Those are the two big ones. Over and over and over again, I hear, yeah, but I don't have 20% down. So people in the market are just not aware of the loan products that are out there and that the vast majority of Americans are actually using.
How do you get that message out to people? That's the big, because I think especially young people, they've got this misconception. And I think it's our job, obviously being on radio, being real estate, to try and get out there and share with people that they can buy a house or they can own a house. I do it.
I try to fight that battle every day. It's conversations I have over and over. And I think it's making sure that even the real estate community understands that this is a misconception that's out there. So we can go out and share, you know, with our clients, just explore, you know, they can think they need that 20% down and, you know, just speak with a lender and you might be very surprised at what you can do.
Is there a product for young people to buy out there?
You mean in terms of housing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that's one of the things. I mean, I hear a lot of folks talking about the idea. A couple of things I hear about that. I was at Chatham University's economic forecast update. They were talking about the idea that people want the lofts and the living above work so they don't have to drive, they don't have to commute. And I just don't know if we're building that kind of product.
Well, I can only speak to what we're doing here locally, you know, within Orange County. We are seeing more of that in some of the local communities around here. You know, I don't know where the supply and demand is on that in particular, but yeah, there's been several cities throughout Orange County that are building to meet that demand. And that fits great for some of the young entrepreneurs. But for those that aren't, you know, that there's plenty of other products out there as well.
Are they open to being educated?
Absolutely.
Okay, so because I mean, it's obvious all of us want utopia, and young people especially, they don't realize that you're not always just there. They're too busy going to Disneyland and all that stuff, right? But the concept then becomes, okay, well, I want to live close to work. I want to walk to work. I want to take public transportation. Obviously, we've got the Uber society, and then we look at the reality and say, okay, but I can buy a house instead of renting, and maybe I do need to drive. But who's going to show me that? How am I going to learn? How am I going to get educated?
Right. And there's such great data out there. You know, you were referring to CoreLogic earlier and some of the data on, you know, the wealth of someone who owns versus the wealth of somebody who rents. You know, you might not mind driving a couple miles and you look at the future investment and your future net worth from owning versus renting.
The other issue that you and I have chatted about before, and I don't know if it's still the same, is are people – The other myth I hear a lot of times with first-time buyers is when we did a show on this, I think last week, might have been earlier this week, but making that list of must-have wants and dreams, so to speak, of a property. And I hear, you know, somebody goes to calls and they're looking at renting a one-bedroom apartment. You bring up the idea of contrasting that to buying your own home, and all of a sudden they want a four-bedroom, three-bath house.
Right. Yes, I find a lot of consumers want their forever house their first time in. So one of the things that I go over with them when we don't have the budget for that four-bedroom first-time house is, you know, let's consider this to be the first property within your portfolio, and we'll start some wealth building, and eventually, you know, we can turn this into a rental property when you want to. You have the ways and means to move into that forever home or that second to forever home or third to forever home.
A real education there when you start talking about putting this as your first home in your portfolio, right? Do they understand that where you're heading with that, or is that a whole new chapter of education?
Yes, for some of them it's a little bit mind-boggling, but they kind of smile at that idea because it's not a perspective that they've had before.
No one's really, I wonder why no one's talking about that, right? Because you know, I just shared some numbers in our opening block about the great value and the great return on investment. Heck, even 1% appreciation in real estate is still better than what you're going to get from the Dow Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to make a payment one way or another. Why wouldn't you make that payment into something that is wealth generating for you rather than wealth generating for your landlord?
That's a good point. Is we're either paying rent or somebody else's rent.
Yep. There's no getting around it unless, you know.
Unless you go and you hit the Powerball, the likelihood of that is, I actually can't say it now. I mean, it used to be the likelihood of getting a Powerball was getting hit struck by lightning, but here in California the last few days, we've had lightning.
We have.
No,
yes.
Powerball winners,
novel,
but we've had lightning.
Yes.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how retirees can plan for the unexpected, credit guide for college graduates, and more with Melinda Johnson talking real estate and our young people getting out there getting a house instead of paying somebody else's mortgage. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. We'll be back in a second.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP 279564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP 279564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. You just need to get a hold of them. Go to their website, CreditSanitizer.com. The top left, the top two buttons, top row, left and center. One of them has an annual program that maintains and looks at your credit report, gives you a bunch of other benefits as well. And it also gives you a LifeLock, which is a great tool for you. Chat one out. The one on the far, the top left, far left button, that's an annual program. I think it's like a little under $500. And there are some lenders that will give you that money back when you go and get a loan from them after you've gone through the process. Think about that concept. Credit guide for college graduates. Number one, find out where you stand. A lot of college graduates, they have no clue about credit. They graduated college, whatever their degree is, whatever the discipline is, never been taught anything about credit, never been taught anything about mortgages, about real estate, about finance, about retirement. Maybe they don't even know how to write a check. Think about that one. It is the way it is, though. Credit reports. You need to look at your credit report. I suggest at least once or twice every month that you're checking your credit report so you know what the three bureaus are showing. That way, when it's time to use that credit, when it's time for you
to get that new car, to get a new house, to go get some furniture, your credit score is maximized. I was just looking at an investor just recently. They have a benefit they call Elite Program for those people with a 760 FICO score or better. And we still know that at 580, you can get a new house. You can get a new car. There are programs out there. Understand what these three credit scores mean. If you're looking at a FICO score, a legitimate FICO score, you're generally going to see something in the range of 300 to 850. Those are FICO score ranges, 300 to 850. When I have somebody call me and say, I've got an 845 FICO score, more often than not, that is a FICO score. That's the Vantage score that the bureaus put out there to confuse people. It's just the way it is. Take a look at credit cards. Don't run up the debt. Remember, I've told you this. Pay your credit card bills before the statement closing date. Do not worry as much about the due date, paying off the bill before the statement closing date. That's how you're going to get your maximized credit score. Student loans. Know the difference between the federal student loans and private student loans. There's a big difference between them. If you're buying a car, don't go buy a new car right out of college. In fact, probably don't need to buy a new car for a long time. There are many, many benefits. In fact, I have friends who own car dealerships, and they will tell you off the record, of course, because they own car dealerships, that the idea of buying a new car is great for the dealer, not great for the consumer. You can get a car, maybe 1 year old, with 20,000 miles on it, 50,000 miles on it. Think about how much money you will save, and you can get any kind of a car. A friend of mine, Jim Kane, takes care of that for people all the time. Just telling me about used cars with less than 200 miles on them. Less than 200 miles, and they're a used car. Somebody else got that big depreciation hit. Make sure you're doing a check on your auto insurance on a regular basis. Let your auto insurance carrier know that you're a college graduate. If that's the case, there are discounts in many instances, utility accounts, cell phone accounts. Check all of these at least every quarter and just ask a very, very simple question to every one of these providers. Very simple question. Do I have the best program for me? And then be quiet. Don't say a word. Let them speak, because a lot of instances, they've got programs that will benefit you. You just haven't asked about them. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're continuing our conversation with Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. Chat about new home buyers, first-time home buyers, and also get into some conversation about selling. Great report, Melinda. I know that you use this report also, and it gives a lot of information. We saw the Joint Center for Housing from Harvard. They came out with a study talking about what people really want in a new home. And finance, the idea of making money from their house or in the investment, usually comes in right around 5 or 6. The irony is that whenever people talk about it, or when professionals are out there in the industry talking, that's almost the first thing that they lead with. Price, or how much are you paying, or how much is your rent? Where do you find that most of the people that are calling you from your different sources, they call you wanting to know a price, cost, or some of the other attributes, properties?
Usually it's other attributes. I mean, often they're calling on a specific property, but they often have in mind, you know, location, because is it near certain schools? Is it near where they're working or commuting, or, you know, is it near a good walkability score? So they're often coming with an area in mind based on a bunch of different factors, more than just, you know, what's my return on investment going to be over the next 5 years.
And when you're talking about those ideas as far as schools and walkability and other areas, is that generally the first-time buyer? Is that the move-up buyer? Or is the first-time buyer confusing themselves with a move-up buyer?
I'm not sure I follow your question.
Well, the first-time buyer, we've talked about that in the last segment. A lot of times, the first-time buyer, they think that they're going to find a forever home, even they really can afford something that's comparable to that one- or two-bedroom apartment.
Right.
And then I'm wondering, are they coming and saying, okay, well, you've told me that I really should consider buying my own house, and what are the schools like, as opposed to if I was coming to you to help me rent an apartment, I'm looking for some other attributes. So that, do they confuse those?
Yeah, I think that they do. Although, you know, a lot of your first-time buyers aren't as concerned with things like schools, but they're far less picky in the rental. But they do, again, want area than they are in the purchase. It's just when they start putting on the purchase, it, you know, the must-have list goes. There's a lot more checks on it.
There's a lot more items on a must-have list when they're talking about the purchase. That could be because the perception is when you buy a property, you're going to be there for significantly longer than if you're renting or leasing a property?
Absolutely. I think that it feels much more permanent. So, you know, they start adding the things onto this. But when you can work that mindset of, you know, this is your forever house, this is your, you know, first portfolio house, it really does help them relax a little bit and realize, look at it almost from a different perspective. You know, how would this work as a rental? Is this like for a rental area? You know, to have what renters are looking for.
Do you find many properties? I know, because one of the things that we look at is that one of the big misconceptions, we spoke about this in the prior segment, was the misconception that you need 20% down. And we know that there's programs 3.5% for the down payment for people. The properties that you're looking at, when somebody goes into a property, a starter property, with that real minimal down payment, how far off do you think they are? I don't know if there's a way of answering this, with the idea of a break-even or a minimal loss from the renter if they want to rent a year, 2 years, or 3 years from now. Is there any way of quantifying that?
Yeah, there's some pretty simple math to be able to do that, you know, and I do that for a lot of clients. I'll show, we just helped a first-time home buyer in Temecula, and they could immediately cash flow. And it was such a sense of security for them making their first purchase. You know, they put a minimal down, and rents were very strong, and we ran a local rent roll for them based on, you know, comparables for their property, and they could actually flow if they moved out day two and put it up for rent, and it was very assuring for them.
So that made it even more comforting, as you say, that you don't have to be there. You're not going to be stuck, so to speak.
Correct.
Right? I mean, if you stay there, that's a choice. If you move out, you can make it work without having to worry about selling. And then it just becomes a factor of, can I save another, you know, just throw up Temecula. We don't want to use names or anything. What price range that you're talking about there?
400,000.
400,000, 3% down. My math is a little slow. It's about $12,000.
Right, around
right?
There, yeah.
So it becomes an issue of, can I save $12,000? Can I beg, borrow, don't steal, but get that from either a 401k or an IRA or something like that to get that next property if this one isn't the greatest home in the whole world?
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's really the mindset of the that you have to go into these with. But does that make it a little easier for that consumer to then say, okay, I don't have to have as big of a must-have list?
It does. And, you know, that's just the cake. There's all the icing for that particular client, because that payment, which is less than rent, is also paying down their equity every month. Even if there's no appreciation, they're in a far better economic position. And there's the tax benefits on top of that. So there's at least two layers of icing on top of their cake there.
And I like icing at my size.
And I do too.
Right. I mean, look at that. Look at the benefits. There. So you've got four savings bringing down that principal, and you've got the equity appreciation leverage. So that's going to be, well, heck, putting down, we'll go back to my 10% number, even though I'm told you do 3.5% because it's easier math. But 10 times the appreciation is what your return on cash is going to be. Maybe you even have to take a new loan and pull some money out of that property and buy a second property. And then they call that Monopoly, I think. Milton Bradley still makes that game, don't they?
They sure do, yes. A nice little pension plan.
And you know, that's an interesting concept, because a lot of people don't think about that. It does become a great retirement vehicle. Think about that over 30 years. We've talked about that $18,000 a month retirement. Leverage, we'll talk about more about that when we come back. And selling a property, we're going to transition to selling when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate finance and the financial markets.
We will also be talking about how retirees can plan for the unexpected. I love the idea of making sure they don't get bit by that bug as well. If you reach us anytime, off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, or if you miss any part of our broadcast, join the 500,000 people a month who are watching replays on Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back in a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? Planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Great trust. I've been looking at trusts for many, many years because of the lending team that I've led. So I've seen a lot of trusts. Heritage Financial has one of the best, most comprehensive trusts I have seen. And they have it done at a very, very reasonable price. And on top of that, you go to the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag and get a significant discount off the cost of your trust. Ron Siegel Radio gift bag has about $1,000 in there for you. All you have to do is go to RSR gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 7956. There's about $1,000 worth of various gifts in there, including a big discount off of your trust from Heritage Financial Services.
How retirees can plan for the unexpected is our topic today. There's a lot of expenses that can trip up our seniors, our retirees. Here's some of the top ones I've heard of. Unexpected home repairs and upgrades, like a new roof or replacement of a major appliance, according to recent research from the Society of Actuaries. It's a trade organization. Followed by major dental expenses. Medicare doesn't cover dental work, and dental insurance often covers only routine expenses. Of the two, home expenses are easier to anticipate, yet often people still aren't ready. I'm going to suggest, even for our seniors, make sure that you are ready for the unexpected. And that's why I've frequently talked. We had Jay Kaplan in yesterday. We were talking about the reverse mortgage, and it's a great tool for everybody. If you are 62 years of age or older, as long as you have equity in your property, I'm not saying go and use the reverse mortgage. I'm saying have it available. I'm saying that you never, ever want to have your property totally paid off. It's very, very high risk. Think about that. I shared this with some folks yesterday. Did you hear about the tragedy out along Highway 10, the bus that ran into the truck? Several people killed, more people injured. Those folks did not plan on that happening in the morning when they left. They did not have any idea. But if they had a free and clear property, if they had their property all paid off, today when they're trying to recover, they're worried about how are they going to make their next tax payment. They're going to worry about how they're going to pay for food. They don't have a job. How they're going to pay for medical bills, their deductible, their co-pays. Now, if you have that money taken care of and set aside in a very, very safe, secure investment that they can access without any loan, they've got made. Think about that. That's called planning for the unexpected. It's great. It's a necessity for retirees. It's great for everybody else. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Get those gifts out of the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Let's chat about, we're flipping the coin this morning with Melinda Johnson, First Properties. Spent a lot of time during the broadcast chatting about first-time home buyers, about getting a game plan for buying a home. But let's look at the other side. There are times, and we'll ask Melinda this question. I think I've heard some of these answers before. But you go and you hire a great professional, and then you know best. Now, here's the correlation. I use this all the time. You're not feeling real well. You go to the doctor. The doctor runs all sorts of tests. They come up with the idea that you've got heart disease and you might even have blockage. The doctor says to you, you need to have a stent put in. And you say, no, doc, I don't need a stent put in. I just need a couple of medicines. You ever had that happen? Have you ever heard of anybody doing that? Kind of sounds absurd, doesn't it? Yet I'm going to suggest your largest asset, probably 90% of the world, is real estate, your home. Yet, Melinda, I'm going to throw this at you. Have you ever had somebody that they've called you in because you're a great real estate professional, and you say that your property is worth, and I'm just going to throw a number out there, $350,000. And they say, no, it's not. It's worth $450,000, and I don't want to sell it for a penny less.
I wish that I could say no, but I have to say yes.
Right? I mean, I just wonder about people sometimes when they know all the answers. They don't want answers. I mean, you can look up all the same information on heart disease, right? Symptoms right there. WebMD has their tool.
Watch video on YouTube. Yep.
You can do all the same things. And we wouldn't really think of going to our doctor and saying, you know, doc, you're wrong. I want it this way.
We would dream of it.
Right?
It's too precious.
The other one that I find fascinating is the people that go in there and they're looking for a loan. They're looking for a real estate professional. They're looking for services. And they want the cheapest. You don't call your cardiologist. I've never heard of anybody that, and I've talked to lots of people, right? Maybe, I don't know if you've heard of this, Melinda, but the people that I know, they generally are not calling five or six cardiologists out of the phone book. and saying to find the cheapest one for their heart surgery.
Right. Yes. They're not getting an estimated cost sheet for open heart surgery. They're looking at criteria and qualifications and background and experience.
Right. And I, in real estate, you know, can I get the cheapest rate, pay the least commission, and get the highest return on value for my property?
Without taking the time to ask what the implications of those things are, because it may not be the best financial strategy for them. So
it's amazing.
It's like they have one or two pieces of criteria and want to make a decision based on that.
And I suggest that that part of the problem is when we've got a lack of knowledge, all we can really go by is what we know.
Correct.
Right? I mean, if we don't know that an agent, the days on market that an agent has for properties, a real estate professional has on property, is an important criteria, then we don't even know to ask that question.
Yes.
Right? So that's, again, one of the reasons I tell you all the time, call me. I do know those questions. I talk to agents every day. Anywhere in the sound of my voice, I can tell you what some of the agents' numbers are. I can look them up and tell you. They might tell you that they've done X number of transactions. You look them up and you say, well, where are they? Where have you must have forgot title insurance because it's not showing up in the property and the county recorder's numbers. Just a thought right there. So when you the question becomes that I want to throw out and have a discuss a few minutes is an individual goes, they do find a great real estate agent, they retain them to list their property. They decide that they know better and the agent does accept the idea of putting the property on the market at a price too high, doesn't sell or they don't stage it properly. What are the next steps that somebody can do then to kind of, or is there, are they just out and lost and they can't do anything to rebound from that?
You mean that particular seller?
Right.
Well, they can ask the price to put it at market because houses that are at market do sell. It's, you know, the market will bear what market can bear. So when you get close to those parameters or even sometimes just below those parameters, you can drop the attention to sells when it's priced at market.
So it's kind of like that the World Series starts tonight. You can look from the standpoint that if you've got two strikes on you, you still can get a hit.
You sure can. You have another pitch.
Right? So the idea is, so do you have to make it a significant change or can little tweaks sometimes do the trick for you?
Well, it depends on how overpriced you were in the first place. I think if you're significantly overpriced, you need a significant tweak. But one of the things you can do is by making an even bigger tweak than you think you need, you can end up in a very good place.
So by making a bigger tweak, now if I make a bigger tweak, doesn't that mean it's going to cost me more money?
So let's go up to your priced at $450, $350 if you make an even bigger tweak, let's say you go to $299, you may end up above $350.
Above $350?
Correct.
So even though the property's been on the market some period of time, the market will still look at it in a new light.
Correct. Yes. If you make a significant tweak, as we've said, they will take a fresh look at it.
Interesting. Okay. Let's. Not that it has anything to do with that scenario, but I've got a property right here. Let's talk about you've got this listing on. It's a presidential property.
It is. Yes. It's 817 Kennedy Road in Anaheim Hills. And we've got some fresh pricing on that one, and it's getting a lot of attention. We're pretty excited about it.
Three bedroom, three baths. That means it's probably for a young, small startup family, maybe not young, but or right-sizing family.
Absolutely. It's got great walkability for those who are, you know, looking to be able to walk to all the local amenities. You know, they've got all the major services and chains just right around the corner down at the shopping center.
I like that idea. I'm looking at their walk, the area report. Everything you possibly want is less than a mile.
Yeah, it is.
ATM, medical, cleaners, gym, Starbucks. I have that.
Right. My favorite store, my teenage daughter's favorite store. So there's some nice diversity just really close to their schools.
Looks like there's some parks nearby, golf courses nearby.
Absolutely. Almost all within walking distance.
Interesting. So it's a what's the price of this? I don't see that on here.
We are value range $735 to $745 right now.
Interesting. Okay, so great property. Take a look at it. Want some more information on this? 8117 East Kennedy Road, Anaheim. It's over in the eastern side of Anaheim, 1,890 square feet. Melinda has some more information. You can give me a call, and I can put you in touch with Linda to take a look
look at that property. If you're looking for something new, great, in the Anaheim Hills area, and we ask, as always, be sure to hit that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.